Nice.
Here we go. 3 o'clock in the Southland. Real quick, Mace.
Yes.
Put your mic back.
Oh, what? What?
Take that away.
This isn't really a Cinco de Mayo, Phil, but you know who's singing? Hold on. Here comes the hook.
Come on, ZZ. Even
I. Here it comes.
Is this Jack Wagner?
The great Jack Wagner.
Jack Wagner.
All I Need.
That's his hit.
Well, he was on the soaps.
Just one.
And then
he had one hit. So Eddie Murphy had one hit.
Yeah.
Party all the time.
Party all the time. Party.
We are live in the city of Anaheim. Solita Tacos and Margaritas off the 57 Freeway, Cattell Avenue. Shit Otto's here. Cappy's on his way. Come on out. Press the flesh with us.
Cappy's running late.
Is he really?
Is he? I mean, not late for the show, but late for, like,
life.
You know, right.
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks to our partners, Coors Light, Topo Chico, Hard Seltzer, and Dos Hombres Mezcal.
Yes.
We've got Angels tickets to give away today. You can come to the game with Cappy, Corporate Greg, myself tonight. You can win Sold Out Mandy's tickets.
Yes.
And you could see the great John Ireland.
Why are you looking at me and yelling at me that way?
I like looking into your eyes.
Yelling at me. Just yell out there, out there.
But I'm talking to you.
Yell at me.
Okay.
Close your eyes, really?
Yeah, you got to close your eyes. Mason in Ireland. A Lakers celebrate, or not celebration, yeah. A Lakers reaction Friday right now.
Theater of the mind.
Somebody slipped some Dos Hombres in my Diet Coke here.
It wasn't me.
I don't know who did that.
It was Shidano. I didn't even notice at the beginning.
What did you think I was doing?
I didn't realize you'd put as much in as you put in.
I didn't put that much in.
Yeah, no, I actually.
It was literally a little bit.
Shidano slipped you a Mickey?
Rolling with a pretty good buzz at the moment.
Oh, we're not doing this again.
So yeah, no, it's not bad.
Get the
it's
man a Gatorade; he'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I know.
So, Shidano, what did you see last night? Obviously, just a disaster. It went the way.
Yeah, I would imagine, John. How did you feel at halftime? Did you feel like, okay, it's only 11, right? So you're good? Or
I was convinced the Warriors were not going to lose that game.
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd be a 27 point blowout.
Right.
I thought it'd be more competitive.
I feel like when I watched that game, I felt like the team went in with a poor game plan. Like,
okay.
What I find is super interesting is that 16 in a row now where when the home team loses game one in a playoff series, they win game two.
Yeah.
So there's something to it.
And they've covered all but one.
Yeah. I mean, it's just when teams lose – at home, when they're supposed to win, and I think that's how the Warriors felt. They just come in uber focused. What is going on with you over there?
He's coughing up a lung.
He's trying to turn off the microphone, but he didn't actually turn it off.
Mason at remote is a whole new deal.
Down the wrong pipe. Better,
yeah. If Mason's involved in a remote,
I
it's going
Dos
south.
Dos Hombres.
So we going to get the next remote, John, or is this it?
What? This is my last remote of 2023, for sure.
God.
Yeah.
The great thing about that last one, the one where I got out of control, was you started only talking to Bergman.
Yeah.
And I jumped in there and said, wait a minute, it's my show.
No, it was more like this. That's my show, so what I do.
Just we're not don't in that. To be clear, we're not in that situation.
I agree with you, John. The Warriors are probably going to win that game no matter what because they weren't going to go down 0-2 knowing the gravity of the situation.
Right.
But I just feel like the Lakers went into that with a poor game plan. Like, I didn't think that they – yeah, there were certain things that felt like they were going to be obvious adjustments by the Warriors that then became obvious adjustments by the Warriors, and the Lakers had no plan for that to combat it initially nor during the game.
But why – and so Jamichael Green on the floor, Kevon Looney off the floor.
Right.
Why does that not set up for a big Anthony Davis night?
Well,
by going smaller.
Well, first of all, you're making him work on defense in a much different way. You're going to make him have to cover the entire gamut of the floor, whereas with Kevon Looney there, Kevon Looney's not leaving the basket area.
No, he's just right
there.
He's
got like a 5-foot radius.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you've planted Anthony Davis in the middle of the paint at the worst part of that, maybe at the dunker spot. But so now he's got a guard, and here's the thing. They tried to trap Steph Curry yesterday, which meant Anthony Davis then tried to get even further.
Right.
So once Steph blew by them, which he did a number of times, then all of a sudden it was mayhem because it was like if he didn't get to the rim, if somebody rotated over to him, he was going to kick it, and they just kept swinging it until they found a guy who was wide
open. Their offense is – I mean, it is just controlled chaos. I mean, they always –
That's what Tim Legler called it.
Is it?
Yeah.
They go like one pass further than you think they're going to go. They always find the last pass, and it is always a wide open look.
Yeah, and, you know, Steph Curry showed you why he's more than just a scorer yesterday.
Right.
When that was the most assists he's had in a playoff game since when they played the Clippers way back in the day when he was a youngster.
Right.
And he went into like Steve Nash mode yesterday, like prime Steve Nash mode, where he had 12 assists.
He's one of the great players of all time.
And honestly, John, I'm sure you could see the whole floor from where you were. I'm guessing he could have had a couple more, and he had easily another handful of hockey assists.
Well, and keep in mind, most of those guys didn't play the fourth quarter.
Right.
So it could have been much worse.
Yeah.
The Lakers, George, have to get to the free throw line, or else they're dead in this series.
Well, that's their advantage throughout the season.
And they need something to combat the fact that the Warriors are going to have way more points from beyond the arc than they are. So that's that's the equalizer. If they don't get – like last night, LeBron, no free throws. Austin Reeves, no free throws. Zero between the two of them.
The worst thing that you could do against the Warriors is try to do a shooting competition, which I felt like at times the Lakers were trying to do yesterday. You got to slow the game down. They're going to play at an incredible pace.
And you have to attack the rim.
Correct. And because it stops the game, right?
Right.
It allows you to relax, go to the free throw line, you know, take the air out of the balloon a little bit, right? I think that all those things matter when you're playing them. I would imagine, if I had to guess, there is going to be a relentless attack of the paint in game three.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do this.
That's
the
adjustment you have to make. No matter what, get guys going downhill and just go. They can't. I get it.
And either score at the rack or get to the line.
Right. Because here's the thing. You see this with perimeter players because LeBron's taken a lot of criticism, and deservedly so, about not attacking the rim. And in game one, didn't really need to because Anthony Davis was such a monster, right? In game two, the game got out of control so early, like in the third quarter, that there wasn't a need to. Let's face it. He's 38 years old.
Yeah.
If you look at perimeter players, and John, you know you've been calling these games for years, whether it's, you know, I'm just naming Hall of Fame caliber perimeter players. Kobe Bryant, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, you know, Paul Pierce, whatever. You name it. Dwayne Wade. As they got older, they got further and further away from the basket.
Jordan.
Michael, right, because, A, they're losing a little bit of their athleticism little by little every year, and it just hurts to go in there. Like, they're going to pound you every time you go in the paint.
Right. I'm fascinated what's going to happen tomorrow because I think both teams are going to try different stuff, and I have no feel for who's going to win that game tomorrow night.
I think the Lakers are winning.
I think the Lakers,
Lakers are favored by three.
Yeah, they're going to win.
Yeah. 3 points.
If they don't, then it's all sound the alarms.
Oh, yeah, no, if they don't win tomorrow night, it's trouble.
But I think they're winning tomorrow.
But I think they're going to win.
Now, to me, the series is game four. Lakers take a 3-1 lead, it's over.
Yep.
It comes back 2-2. I don't love their chances necessarily.
Best two out of three with
them
by
at
the
home.
Way, game
right, yeah.
seven would be on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. We're watching the game.
Yeah, this could drag out a little
bit. Yeah, sorry, Mom. Forget the reservations.
we got a game to watch.
Yeah.
I in the end, is it fair to say that Anthony Davis disappeared last night?
Yes and no.
Okay. What's the no part?
He got the same shots he got in game one. He just didn't make them.
There's that.
Isn't
I also
a go to hell situation.
I also no.
Is it a go to hell?
It's well, sort of. It's maybe go to purgatory.
Okay.
Because I do think there are some things. To John's point, he got the same shots. He didn't hit him. But also, that's also on the coaching staff. Why is he only getting the same shot chart? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
why is even Darvin talked about this after? Why isn't there some diversity in his attack, right? And that's on the coaches, to be honest with you, to put him in those positions.
You know, there was an interesting story that came up, I think it was yesterday, maybe day before, about Patrick Beverley and Russell West.
Wanting rings.
What do you guys think about Beverley?
I mean, historically, I feel like that's always been the case, right? Guys who have been on the roster at some point get
them. I'm with you, George. I don't think this is a story. They gave a ring to DeMarcus Cousins.
But if you were Patrick Beverley, would you want this ring?
He's already said he does.
He said he does.
But I mean, are you going to wear this proudly? Is this like you were – the team actually got good because you got traded.
I mean, they were the reason then. They're the catalyst.
Oh, you're saying they get credit.
Yeah.
Westbrook gets credit because he got traded.
I think in general, if you spend any time on the team during the season, you get a ring.
Generally, the team's usually
now, obliged. Now, what's interesting, George, is the players vote on who gets a full playoff share.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a separate argument from the ring. And obviously, they're not getting any of those. Yeah. So I think that's why he's arguing for the ring.
Right.
He wants to get something out of the deal.
Yeah. So I'm with you. It's a non-story. It sounds cool because of the headline.
If you're Russell Westbrook, would you want that though?
No.
I mean, after everything he's been through.
Bev says yes, but I don't know if I believe that until I hear it from Russ.
Yeah. Hey.
Right.
You can't say at the end of this Russell Westbrook has a championship. You just can't. Oh. He got a ring.
Oh, we lost our backdrop.
Oh, we're losing everything.
But, George, I don't think the Clippers can afford to sign Russ.
Only the taxpayer mid-level.
Right.
Whatever.
So where does he go next year?
I mean, if he was smart, he'd stay there.
And play for the minimum?
Yeah, or whatever it is they can give him. Yeah. I think they may be able to give him the 3.7. They may be able to give him the $7 million one, too. I don't know.
I don't think they have that. I mean, it's all going to be in the CBA what they do with the rest of their
contracts. 3.7 is what they can give him, which is the lower level
he's made a ton of money in his career, but it'll be interesting to see where he goes. I mean, he made $47 million this year. He's going to go from $47 million to $3
million. Yeah.
Well, I don't think there's much of a market.
No.
I mean, maybe at 3 and change, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next for you, I found this article that actually this will be good for you, Shadano, good for everybody here. I'm just going to read the headline. 5 things you need to let go of to achieve your full potential as a man.
Oh, wow.
That's coming up next.
Okay, I like it.
Mason and I on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Oh!
La Chona!
Come on, Mace, La Chona!
La Chona!
No, why do you, you can be on mic when you say it.
No, when I'm loud, I like to take the mic there.
But then I can't hear you at all.
All right.
We are live!
La Chona!
Anaheim's hottest new restaurant, Solita Tacos and Margaritas.
Fantastic.
Right off the 57th Freeway at Cattell Avenue. Shitano's here. Cappy is on his way.
Yep.
It's a party till 7 o'clock tonight. We've got those Angels tickets, those Mandy Awards tickets.
Yeah.
Plus, I see that the Benson crime family, big Scott Kaplan fans, are
there
starting to get
in. Oh, they're
nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So come on out.
They
you don't want to miss
Cappy?
What now?
They made it before Cappy?
Before Cappy.
Yeah,
according to Sedano, Cappy's got drama going on.
Yeah,
shocking.
What's the drama?
He just left late.
Oh, he left late. So
is that drama? Rachel, I got to leave, Rachel.
Yeah. He said he would be around 3:20 something.
Oh, 3:20.
3:20.
Well, it's 3:13 right
now.
That's
all right.
So he should arrive during this segment.
We'll see.
Okay. So my friend Andy has a website called primermagazine.com.
Okay.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
5 things you need to let go of. 5 things you need to let go of. Here's number 1.
Okay.
The need to fit in keeps you stuck. Now, Bergman, do you feel the need to fit in?
I'm with you guys all the time. No.
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 I never.
Yeah.
I want to fit
from either. I don't think any of us.
Yeah.
This is an odd group.
Yeah.
I don't
think
any of us.
Mace, you like to fit in once in a while.
Okay. The anchors and dead weights that pull you
like
down.
Oh, yeah. The Ramley. You like to fit in with the Ramley.
Yeah. Well, we're all on the same team.
Oh, Demoff, love me, please.
Oh, God. Seriously? Is that really what you're going to do?
People laughed.
People laughed. You're right. It's worth it if they laughed. The anchors and dead weights that pull you down. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future.
Yeah.
Do you have any friends that you want to get rid of?
No.
I'm not accepting any new applications
I'm the same
for
way.
Friends.
But are you going to cut any friends?
No, I'm right at my limit.
I my wife jokes with me that I have my group chat of like my friends that I've known since I was like a kid.
Right.
And like I'm like, yeah, because those are my day one friends, right?
Yep.
Doesn't mean I don't have other friends, but I'm with John. Like, you know, I'm at that stage and John can appreciate this and Greg can appreciate this, where I have, you know, young kids.
Right.
So it's like when like the other kids' parents want to hang out.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, there, I get the question, like, I get the option, right? I don't have to hang out. And I like them all, but it doesn't mean I want to hang out and be friends with everyone all the time.
Well,
we could be acquaintances and be cool, too.
I have the situation where I bring my dogs to the dog park.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see the same people
friends.
At the dog. They're dog park friends.
Yeah.
But when dog park friends want to be friends friends,
no, that's it.
That
no.
doesn't cut. You're just the dog park friends.
Yeah.
No, if you're not already in my phone, I'm not accepting any
Bergman,
new
applications. Are you?
Corporate Greg loves to make new friends.
I like making new friends. My main friends.
Greg Bergman was on like a date the other day when I called him. He sent me a voicemail.
I was out to dinner.
I'm always in the market for. I was at a party this week, met some people.
No, I don't mind. I'm friendly, but I'm with John. I think a different level than acquaintance or whatever.
Morales, do you have friends?
I have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
I love making new friends, too.
Yeah, me too.
What's her name, Chris?
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Exactly. That's a very good question, yes. All right. Be comfortable with being wrong.
Oh, God.
That's a tough one around here, I think.
Yeah, I'm totally comfortable. I'm wrong all the time.
That's actually true.
He's wrong all the time.
He flips to the other
side.
No.
That's true.
He said the opposite. Wow.
Wrong about Anthony Davis. I've been wrong about a lot of things.
Can we get a wow?
And I'm okay with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What size flip-flops again? For Christmas?
15.
Okay.
Yeah. Size 15.
He's such a jerk.
Less talk, more action. Yeah. You feel good when you boast about your accomplishments or your grand plans, but if you want to make progress, that is wasted breath. Get to work instead.
Yeah, you got to do stuff.
There's something to be said.
Well, Cappy
for
needs
announcing.
To work on that. Cappy needs to work on that one.
He does.
Well, so does Mason. Mason loves me some meat.
Yeah, no, I love talking about my accomplishments, whatever they are.
Cappy needs some work, though. Cappy talks a big game.
He does.
Where's your Viore?
He's promised me these Viore sweatpants for a long time.
See what I'm saying?
A special influencer discount.
Right.
And I can't get it from him.
Yeah.
Did he give him the money?
Wow.
No, he said he'd get me a discount.
Oh.
So
you would actually buy them. Yes.
I'd buy them myself, but he would get me
They're not even free. And he
discount.
Still can't get them he wants.
I can't even buy them. With Cappy's,
you know, Cappy's got that flaky part of him.
He does,
but that's my point. He's that one
exactly.
He's that one. You can't get that one right.
Yeah. All right, so Dodgers Padres this week.
Oh, speaking of Cappy,
that's right.
Cappy's going to the game tomorrow.
Going to the game tomorrow instead of going to the Lakers game tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm watching the game from home.
Are you watching? I'm watching from home. Also.
I'm going Monday.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think we're all going on
Cappy
Monday.
Cappy just drove in, so he made it by 3:20.
Oh, nice. Cappy has arrived.
Yeah.
Padres Dodgers this weekend. Cappy's going to be there. I guess we've got two Padres fans on the station.
We got to ask Cappy if he's going to be behind home plate like he was during the NLDS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he knows the. I assume he knows.
He king someone there.
Right. Who is the king?
I don't know who it was.
Is it Peter Seidler?
It might be.
Is it the owner?
Might be.
I think it's the owner.
Yeah. I've also wondered why Peter Seidler isn't an investor in Sided.
Yeah, I'm sure he's trying.
You know?
I'm sure Cappy's trying.
Maybe
Sided is Cappy's outside company.
Yeah, Sided is something that Cappy... He's got
a side hustle.
It is exactly that.
He's got multiple side hustles.
Yeah.
He's got that. He's got the Cappy cast.
I mean, the Cappy cast.
Yeah.
He asked if the Cappy cast could join us, and I said Christopher said no.
For the remote?
No. It's not their show. Yeah.
I mean, maybe if we're teaching them how to do radio.
I heard you shout us out and say that it was National Amateur Radio Day, and you said, Mason in Ireland.
Well, actually, I didn't say it first, and then Chris made me say
I didn't say it.
I heard you egg him on. I heard the promo. I heard you egg him on.
Mason in Ireland is my favorite show.
Yeah. And then
sure.
I said,
oh,
and I
said
your favorite said it in front of Sedano.
Your favorite show is whatever is on.
That's exactly it, right there.
I think we are pretty unprofessional. I think this is amateur radio
to
a degree.
Yeah.
Why not?
Want some more Dos Hombres?
I've already had a lot of Dos Hombres.
Yeah.
And it is, look, this guy's here. This is a shot of Dos Hombres. No.
Yeah.
No.
You're good?
I've been there.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah.
And done that.
It's delicious. That. I mean, John, he already had a shot to start the show, which is great.
Yeah. Mezcal is the new tequila. Yeah. Although Mezcal is.
I mean, they're different.
They're different.
Yeah.
But Mezcal goes smoky. Wherever tequila goes. Yeah. You just get a little smokier flavor to it.
Yeah.
I know you're
It's my guys.
Yeah, that's your guys. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You can say it out loud. Tequila They're a partner Mandala. Of the radio station,
oh,
too.
Oh, Tequila Mandala. Yeah, I just don't want to step on Dos Hombres.
You're fine. Yeah, he's wearing the shirt.
They're different kinds
of spirits.
They're not in the
same category. You're right. Yeah. Not in the same category.
It's like scotch to whiskey.
Right. Correct, Greg. Yeah.
I can't tell the difference between scotch and whiskey.
One of them tastes...
Scotch, whiskey, bourbon. How do you tell them apart?
I mean, bourbon is definitely sweeter. It's made out of corn.
Okay.
And then whiskey has a... So scotch has a what I would call a cleaner taste to it.
Okay.
Yeah, especially the single malt.
Yeah.
You know, so
bourbon
that,
or Ireland, this is kind of your department.
Yeah, Ireland's but I'm a bourbon whiskey, guy. I'm a whiskey guy. Bourbon is too sweet for me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll drink it if that's what you got.
You had some Maker's Mark when I had to the Trudell party. That's what
I had.
Oh,
the Trudell party was great, Mace.
That you missed.
That is ridiculous that you bring up the Trudell party incessantly. I was not.
By the way,
Morales was not there.
Sedano and I were not in charge of the guest list.
Yeah.
Trudell was in charge of the guest
list. Yeah, by the way, Trudell coming on the show today at 5:15.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Why he comes on the show a lot.
The little general of our fantasy basketball league that I once again outscored you in?
You did.
I did.
I mean, we both tanked.
Terrible.
Yeah, we both tanked.
Yeah,
we both traded all our best players.
Yeah, exactly. So. We did.
There's that.
But that is a competitive SL league. Guy has a good night and everybody's
after. I'm also bad at that league because there are literally nights I forget to set my lineup.
Yeah.
That's funny. I literally forget nights to set my lineup.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I'll tell you what, you don't play fantasy.
But Trudell does not mess around.
Trudell is like, didn't he win again?
And
he's the commissioner
and
the winner every year.
Or Brian Kamenetsky.
Brian Kamenetsky, exactly.
So I've sat next to Trudell at a Laker game.
Yep.
When I'm doing sideline and he's doing sideline, and he's legitimately while in between his hits, like keeping an eye on what's going on in the fantasy.
In the fantasy
league. He multitasks
league.
Better than anyone I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's got
incredible.
Like seven screens going.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
And then he's talking to Annie at the same time.
Yeah. Have you ever sat with Sliwa at a Lakers game?
I have not, actually.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that?
Out. He will not shut up.
Really?
Oh, yammer,
who talks
yammer,
more, Sliwa or Morales?
Morales, but Sliwa's a close second. Morales will never shut
up. Yeah, but I'm saying fun stuff. Sliwa's like breaking down the game. But
you're gutless.
Sliwa's talking about PER.
Oh, he's talking about PER and
He goes to VORP, yeah.
VORP, VORP. Yeah. He's doing the VORP trying to watch the game.
The last home game, producer Lindsay sat there, and he said he's never had more fun sitting next to somebody at a game than when Lindsay and him were.
Well, good. I'm glad they had fun together.
And he said,
I'm in that seat Monday.
He said she knows so much about basketball. Never said that about you.
No. I'm there to watch a game. I'm not there to share
Why aren't you sitting with me and Ramona?
Because I'm not in the league like
But they've
guys.
Always put you in those seats with us.
No, it's playoffs. They put me with Sliwa.
You're gutless.
Yeah, you're gutless. No, it's actually a good seat. Where the next to Sliwa seat is
No,
a
it is
seat.
A good seat. You're right in midcourt.
You overlook John Ireland and Michael Thompson doing the game.
That's right. You guys are right behind us.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you guys about something that happened, and I'm curious if he should apologize. Do you guys know who P.K. Subban is?
Yeah, the hockey player.
No, I do not. Oh, okay.
Okay, he's now an analyst
for us
for ESPN.
Okay,
and they were talking about a playoff series, and he said, "Those guys, that's going to be a tough series. It's going to be very physical. That team needs to get a Lizzo-sized lunch to get ready for that game." And people are calling on him to apologize. As far as I know, he hasn't yet. Should he apologize for saying that team needs to beef up? They need to eat a Lizzo-sized lunch.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not cool, right? Like, it just feels like.
But doesn't
feels like lowest common denominator stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
But doesn't Lizzo kind of own her body image? Like,
right? But she's allowed to do that.
Yeah,
you know
she's,
what I mean,
yeah. She's
allowed. If PK Subban and Lizzo were tight. Like,
I don't know if they are.
Right. If like, let's say they were legit friends, and we knew that. Then I think you can say what you want. Like, we can joke around amongst ourselves we do all the time.
Right, that's
we
true. If he doesn't know her, it is kind of a cheap
Weird.
Shot.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, if it's like, if he was, now, I
she
always.
She should be there also when he makes that joke.
I also give comedians a little different leeway.
Right.
Correct.
For example, like if you're at an awards show and you're,
Jimmy Kimmel
or Jon Stewart or Chris Rock or whoever, right?
Yep.
And you're Chris Rock's an interesting example,
he is.
But you should have some latitude on that stuff. If you're a comedian, if you're just like, I mean,
that just feels like a cheap shot. Feels like a cheap shot.
It's just unnecessary.
Is it throw yourself on the mercy of the court?
No, absolutely.
No. Does it require a big public apology? No.
No, but I would put out like a...
I'd put out, sorry, Lizzo.
Yeah, or maybe even like find a way. I mean, I'm sure his agent, he was a star. He was a star hockey player. That's Lizzo.
That's Lizzo. Lizzo, you don't know what that noise is?
That was a star. He's a star hockey player. He probably has a big-time agent.
Sure.
His big-time agent could probably connect him with Lizzo's agent. And
yeah,
then they could
true.
Talk that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I spot him, guys. He's wearing his shoulder fanny pack.
Oh,
walking
no.
up. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Scott Kaplan is here.
Happy!
Here he comes.
Here he is, Love Boat. We have a guest, Love Boat.
That's Casper Villa.
Yeah, that's Casper Villa.
Oh, Casper. All right, so we welcome Cappy to the show. Actually, why don't we take a break? Cappy's coming up next. We are live at Solita Tacos and Margaritas. Come on out. We're broadcasting all day long. We're off the 57 freeway at Catella, right in the shadow of the Big A, Mason in Ireland. Cappy's here. Shidano's here. Morales is here. Bergman's here. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed. 3:30 p.m. in the Southland, specifically in Orange County. Even more specific, Mace. We are in the city of Anaheim. Yeah. Solita Tacos and Margaritas. It is a Cinco de Mayo fiesta. Cappy's in the house. Shinano's here. We've got Angels tickets to give away. That's the button right there. Sold out.
Got it.
Mandy Awards tickets.
Yes.
By the way, guys, have we given away the Mandy Awards tickets for Mason Iowa?
Not yet.
We've got to do that in seconds. Yeah. We go do it.
They are hard to get, I'll tell you that.
Plus, we got Solita gift cards and so much more. Thank you to our partners, Coors Light, Topo Chico, Hard Seltzer, and, of course, Dos Hombres Mezcal, which you guys have hit up a little bit
today.
Oh,
yeah. Hit that a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
I mean, it's for the holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful. Meanwhile, more of Mason and Ireland, a Lakers reaction Friday right now.
By the way, I think over here, it's Craig, right? Craig and Tracy. So Craig tells me that at night, in order to sleep, he puts on the Mason and Ireland podcast.
Okay.
And listen,
I think that's a compliment.
The way I do my motivational.
Well, you know, Craig, I can't sleep, so maybe I'll put on our own podcast, and that will put me to sleep.
You know what?
That
that's a good plan.
Hey, this is interesting. Last night's Warriors-Lakers game
delivered
the largest conference semifinals game two audience ever on a Disney platform.
Wow.
7,351,000 viewers.
Is that more than game one? Close. I remember it was 7 million something.
It was.
But you would think that it would be more because it was a 6 o'clock start and more people back east.
Well,
were
and tomorrow night we're in primetime and we're the only game.
Yeah.
So game, it could break. So, I mean, the NBA has never been hotter.
Game one of Lakers-Warriors sets ratings tone with record-breaking mark. Lakers-Warriors averaged 7.4 million
so
viewers
just
on
a
TNT's
tick above
game
Thursday.
One yeah. broadcast. Yeah,
yeah,
just
yeah but I bet above. You, and I think Saturday night's on ABC7.
Yeah.
So that might be a another record breaker.
Speaking of not being able to sleep, mate, or when I brought you the hostage tape, here's three
okay.
of them.
Right,
oh, yeah. Now, okay.
So you just
put it over your mouth and you go to sleep.
I never thought I'd be handing Ireland a baggie like that.
Yeah,
hostage yeah, I was gonna
tape
say,
sounds
I'm like
scary.
The last guy to fit that description.
Why is it called hostage
yeah,
tape?
Yeah, why is it called hostage
tape?
Because you look like a hostage when you have it on.
Yeah, you put the tape over your mouth.
Yeah.
Do you use it nightly, Chris, or just when you need it?
No,
what is it supposed to do?
So you just keep breathing through your nose.
Oh, so you're not mouth breathing.
You know you don't want to mouth breathe.
Right.
Chris, you know who else uses this? Is Joe Mazzulla, the coach of the Celtics.
Oh, beautiful.
Uses it every night.
You know when we need hostage tape? Live Imaging Tuesday.
You already did that joke once.
Did I?
Nobody laughed at that one.
Not they don't the all same work.
Story.
They don't all land.
Where's Pepe when we need him?
So, the thing that I love more than anything about our gig is when we get out and we get to meet the people who are listening every day. So we appreciate all you guys being here. So many stories. I was listening to you when I was 3. Get that story?
And there's a relapse.
My grandfather used to drive me to work in the morning.
I was 3 years old in 1964.
But we do love all you guys, and we appreciate you coming out. And if you are out there driving around and you're in Orange County, you should come to Solita Tacos and Margaritas.
It's really easy to get to
all day long, and it is great. There's a great
it
outdoor
is
space
right off the freeway.
Really cool indoor
it's
space.
It's a stone's throw from Angel Stadium.
The food is fantastic. We've been eating tacos all day long. The Dos Hombres is flowing. So is the Topo Chico hard seltzer and the Coors Light. Great day today. And we'll do Game of Games coming up for you, too. Whose game is it?
Me.
Oh, it's Ireland's game.
Yeah.
Did you do a game this week?
I did already. But I just figured we wouldn't make Jorge do it because he's not here.
Yeah. No,
so
I think that's fair.
Too.
I think that's fair. Jorge is not. I'm having a bad month so far. Bergman,
yeah,
how are
so
you
am
doing?
I. I'm probably not. So I'll do as many as we
month
need him to
yeah
do.
Nobody has more than one right now.
Nobody's got more than one, so everybody's in it. It's early.
Yeah, Mason, okay, you have one. I have one. Sliwa has one. Ireland has
Michael's
one.
Michael's going to do Monday, and if there's a game six, Pepe's going to do Friday.
Oh, by the way, the line tomorrow night for game three, Lakers versus Warriors, the up-to-date line, I think, is -3. Lakers -3.
Okay.
Last I saw was 3.5.
You see 3.5?
I see 3.5 right now. Yeah, Lakers -3. Oh, no, it went down. 2.5.
2.5. Okay. So at 2.5, give me $30,000 on the Lakers minus the 2.5.
-2.5. 30,000 on
Yeah.
All right. This is where it makes a difference. Jorge, are you betting?
You always ask me, are you betting?
Yeah, are you
well,
betting?
Well, because you always win these gigantic bets. What are you doing?
Go ahead. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to sit on this one. Yeah.
Do it. Do it.
All right, give me 50 on the Lakers. 50 on the Lakers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, he's got the money to spend, that's
yeah
for sure.
He does.
I mean, he's been right more times than not.
Good. That actually makes me feel better about tomorrow.
Yeah, what? It's true. When Jorge bets, he wins.
Exactly. 50, baby.
Swag, baby.
True. That is a
swag
very good
according
reputation
to the board.
To
the swag board.
Yeah, the swag board at home. We got Dodger fans here. Dodgers in San Diego tonight to play the Padres. We have two Padres fans on the radio station,
yep,
right? Sliwa, who actually flew to Arizona for a series.
Day.
For one day.
One day. He flew on Sunday, saw the game, flew back.
And we got Cappy, who's going to be there tomorrow at the game. The pitching matchups this weekend, the matchup tonight is especially good. It is Yu Darvish, the GOAT of Game 7 2017 for the Dodgers versus Clayton Kershaw, who has arguably been the best pitcher in the National League.
And he's going tonight in a game that the Padres would love to win. So yep, obviously it goes. I don't want to slip this in before we go to Game of Games. Do you ever watch The Hot Ones? Do you know what that is?
Great show.
I do, yeah. It's
okay.
Hilarious.
So it's hosted by a guy named Sean Evans,
yep,
who appears to be very nice. Jorge, we have this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let's ready to go.
Okay. So Sean Evans is a really good dude, a nice guy.
He is.
So he invites the celebrity on. And he says, hey, really appreciate you doing this. We're going to give you some stuff that's a little hot to eat, but it's very nice. You're a great sport. Tell me what projects you got going on. He butters him up.
Right.
And
then
he's
here's
very nice to
here's
him
one level of hot, the next
right
level of
and
hot.
And he starts
the next
giving
level
him
of hot
hotter and hotter and hotter stuff. So somebody on the internet compiled a list of reactions. There's a bunch of people in this. It starts with Tracy Ellis Ross.
Cut.
Shaq is in it.
Yep.
Gordon Ramsay's in it. But basically, I thought it would be funny for you guys to hear this. These are people basically telling Sean Evans to F off.
Okay.
Because he's so nice to him.
Yep.
And then they start eating the hot stuff, and they can't believe he slipped this stuff in and
right
they're making him eat it. Here is a compilation of celebrities telling Sean Evans, the host of The Hot Ones, basically to F off. Hit it,
Jorge. What's your name?
Sean.
Who are you? Why are we here?
It's time to reach for that jug.
You lied to me.
Jack.
Oh! Oh! Guess what got me?
God.
All right, Shaq.
Oh, you
a
liar.
I have to keep eating?
Well, you know what? I can't.
What is wrong with you?
You don't have to do anything.
I want to fight you. I understand. We're in this together. But I understand the impulse.
Nobody's ever whooped your ass after all these chicken wings.
There have been some close calls.
Stop the camera. I'm going to go over there and whoop your ass.
When we had Idris Elba on, he stopped the show and goes,
let me ask you a question, buddy.
Sure. Sure.
Whose idea was the show?
So, see that guy right there?
Yeah?
His name's Chris.
What's your name? Chris, right? Can you fight Chris?
You might have to, buddy.
We have to talk about this.
This is not normal.
Not normal.
That shit's inedible. I swear to God. Holy f***. Stop burning.
You guys, there's only one person that survived. You know who that is?
No.
Jenna.
Who
Ortega.
Is it?
Ortega.
Oh, Jenna Ortega.
Yeah,
really?
She survives
really?
It. She makes it through all 10 without even flinching.
Without flinching?
Yeah, she just goes through. She's like, oh, this isn't bad. Oh, is this the hottest you got? And she just keeps going and going. She gets through all 10 of them.
See, I don't – there's no limit to the spicing, at least that in my life, that I can handle. Like, I can eat
Like, Gordon Ramsay, I don't know if you could tell. Gordon Ramsay actually threw up.
What's crazy is that Sean Evans guy, he's eating it with them. And he's totally
fine.
He's
fine.
Going through it all over and over again.
Everyone knows you love nothing more than to be the focus of attention and to be even more be on television. If you got invited to go on the Hot Ones, would you go?
In a second. I'm not afraid of spice.
I would never go.
Really?
I'd be like Shaq. I'd be like, oh, that one got me. I'd be like,
really?
Yeah. This is one area
you
where
you would quit.
Oh, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't even accept the invitation.
No, I wouldn't be able to laugh.
See, I don't have any. I have high tolerance for spiciness. Like, I can't imagine. I'm looking at some of the names of the hot sauces, like Hellfire. Let's see, Da Bomb Beyond Insanity hot sauce.
Second to last one.
Second to last one is what?
Is that Da Bomb?
Da Bomb, yeah. And then apparently the last one is. See, have we done this eating hot stuff on the show?
I mean, everybody.
No, I wouldn't even agree to do it. I would be the first one out.
I won't even try it.
You won't even try it?
No, not even the slightest.
I always take things as hot as I possibly can.
No, Lisa, my wife, is way better at this than I am.
Do you think she could survive it?
She might.
Could she get through Carolina Reaper or Heat Beat Scorpion hot sauce?
Can we just get that?
Yeah, you can buy them. They're all in a collector's.
We should maybe do you against her. I'll ask her if she'll
do it. Okay, yeah, I'll totally do it.
How about you versus Jorge? Jorge, will you do
it? Oh, no, I had the Carolina Reaper. When they brought it here on the sandwich, forget about it, man. Like,
too hot for you?
Way too hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't, Jorge, I wouldn't last 2 minutes.
No, me either. No, trust me, I wouldn't do it either.
Oh, I'm in.
First
me versus Lisa?
We'll see if she'll
do it. Come in?
Yeah, we'll see. Well, she would if she'll do it, but she claims she's like you. She's like
high tolerance.
Yeah, she claims that spice doesn't bother her.
All right, we're going to do some Game of Games coming up next. It is Ireland's game. Are Cappy and Shadano going to play, or are they having a show meeting?
All right, Cappy and Shadano. Here's a question, Greg. How many headsets do we have?
One, two. We've got a wireless, too, so.
Yeah,
Two. We've got five here.
Five.
All right,
you guys play if we have enough headsets. We got six.
All right, Jorge will sit out. Pepe wanted to play if we have enough headsets. We'll figure it out.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Cappy's arguing with Rachel right now about something on the phone.
Rachel?
Yeah, he's very afraid.
All right, good. We'll do Game of Games coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, and we are live at our 710 Cinco de Mayo Fiesta. It's Solita Tacos and Margaritas. We'll be here all day long, and it is time for Game of Games. It is John Ireland's game today. We've got Pepe playing. We've got Cappy. We've got Shadano. Ireland, what's the theme of this game?
All right, today's May 5th, so I have a Cinco de Mayo quiz.
Uh-oh.
It's multiple choice. Everybody's got a shot. Here we go.
Pepe's going to win.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yesterday, Sliwa won a Star Wars game, and
he's never seen
a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number one, the meaning of Cinco de Mayo is A, it celebrates Mexican Independence Day. B, it celebrates Mexico's win in a war against France in 1862. Or C, it celebrates Mexico's win in a war against Spain in 1887. Cappy, A, B, or C?
Shouldn't Pepe go first?
No, Pepe go last, because then you guys would just all copy him.
I literally didn't pay attention to any of the answers.
Just guess A, B, or C.
Because I was thinking it was just Pepe I was going to copy.
Yeah, just guess
Pepe.
A, B, or C.
A.
Okay, Greg.
So it's either B or C. It was a war. I just don't know which one, so I'm going to say B.
Okay. Mace.
I'm going to say war against Spain.
Okay. Sedano.
I'm also going to say war against Spain.
Pepe.
What was B?
B was Mexico's win in a war against France in 1862, or C, Mexico's win in a war against Spain in 1887.
B.
Oh, wow.
B is the correct answer.
Hey, I'll take that.
Pepe is on
very
the board.
Tough. Very tough. Known. Right. I knew it was a war. I just don't know which.
Number two. I'll go in reverse order this time.
Yeah.
In 2013, Americans spent more than $600 million on what for Cinco de Mayo? Is it A, beer, B, tacos, or C, tequila? Beer, tacos, or tequila? Pepe.
I'm going to say tequila.
Okay, Serrano.
I'm going to say tequila, too.
Mace.
I'm going to say tacos.
Bergman.
I'm going to say beer.
Cappy.
I, too, am going to say beer.
Beer is the correct answer.
Let's go.
Scott, icy cold Coors Light.
That's right.
Bergman on the board. Bergman chill. Has a
drink a lot more beer than tequila.
Yeah.
Okay. But tequila is also more expensive, which is why I went that direction.
Smaller portions.
Some cities around the country, including Denver and Chandler, Arizona, hold what kind of race in honor of Cinco de Mayo? Is it A, Chihuahua race, B, a sombrero race, or C, a Baja off-road race? Cappy, A, B, or C?
C.
Greg?
Chihuahua.
Mace?
Baja off-road.
Pepe?
Sombrero.
Sedano?
Sombrero.
Who said Chihuahua?
I did.
Greg is in the
lead.
It's a Chihuahua
running
race.
Away.
Greg Bergman.
Bergman's got a 3-1 lead. Okay.
Bergie.
I'll make Bergman go first for a while.
Oh,
in
thanks.
What year did Congress declare Cinco de Mayo an official United States holiday?
Hmm.
Was it A, 1985, B, 1995, or C, 2005? Greg.
1995.
Cappy.
2005.
Mace.
2005.
Pepe. 85, 95, or 05?
85.
Sedano.
85.
It's 2005.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cappy yes. and Mace.
See.
We had to make up a point there.
See.
Kaplan is one back. Okay.
Uno.
You're gutless, Cappy. You're gutless.
All right. This country drinks more tequila than any other country, according to the drink market analysis firm IWSR, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it A, Mexico, B, the United States, or C, China? Mexico, the U.S., or China, Greg?
I don't know why you threw China in there. United States.
Cappy.
China.
Sedano.
Mexico.
Pepe.
China.
Mace. Uh-oh.
The United States.
The United States is the correct answer.
Hey.
Bergman has four now. Wow. Mason has two.
Wow.
Sedano, you're screwed.
Nothing. Nothing. Wow. Zero. Zippo. Wow.
Pepe on, only George. Has one.
You have no Cinco de Mayo cred.
Come on, George. Do
the,
better.
The two Hispanic guys are struggling. Okay. In the past.
Wait, you guys are Hispanic?
In the past. Americans have consumed more than 80 million pounds of what on Cinco de Mayo? Is it A, chips, B, salsa, or C, avocados? Greg, chips, salsa, or avocados?
Salsa.
Cappy.
I'd like to hear the question one more time, please.
In the past, Americans consume more than 80 million pounds of what?
351.
On Cinco de Mayo. Chips, salsa, or avocados?
Avocados.
Sedano.
Chips.
Mace.
Chips.
Pepe.
Avocados.
The answer is avocados.
Oh, that's right.
Pepe has
that's right.
two.
Pepe.
That's
right.
Cappy has three. Right. Greg has four.
Wow. Heavy.
How many of these do I have left? I have one, two left, and a tiebreaker, which means, Sedano, you're out.
I'm out.
Got to get you, Bergie.
Everybody
close.
Else is
you're
still
close.
In. All right, here we go. About how many Mexican restaurants are located in the United States? A, 54,000. B, 540,000. C, 854,000. Greg, A, B, or C?
Ooh, it's either A or C. I am going to go on the higher side. I'm going to go the C.
C. Okay, Cappy.
C.
Oh, ooh. That's a
that's
bold
a, that's
move.
A bold
move,
strategy, Cotton.
Yeah.
Mace?
I'll go 540, which
Pepe.
Is B.
I know how many are left. Well,
540,000.
Yeah, 54,000, 540,000, or 854,000?
540.
The correct answer is 54,000.
Oh,
wow.
I don't
think anybody got that.
Oh, wow. Drastically
okay,
overrated.
So that means Pepe, you're out. Mace, you're out. It's a battle between Cap and Bergman. And Cap, you're one down.
I understand.
So
now.
Picking
right.
the
I
same
pick
answer
different.
As Craig isn't going to get you anywhere.
It's okay. I thought that was the right answer.
Okay, here we go.
I get what you're doing.
See?
I get what you're doing, yeah.
Greg's got to go first. He's up by one.
Staying close to the end.
Yeah.
On Cinco de Mayo, last question, and then we have a tiebreaker. On Cinco de Mayo, a Hard Rock Cafe in the Cayman Islands
mm-hmm.
hosts what type of annual competition? Is it A, beer chugging competition, B, an air guitar competition, or C, a best sombrero competition? Greg, beer chugging, air guitar, or best sombrero?
I want to go with air guitar.
Cappy? Pick one of the other ones.
Where is this at?
Beer chugging or a best sombrero?
No, no, where?
Cayman you're down
Islands.
One.
No, no, Cayman Islands.
Cayman?
Cayman Islands.
Beer chugging.
Good guess. It's air guitar and
yeah, all right.
We'll do the tiebreaker just for fun. According to the Pew Research Center, how many million people of Mexican origin live in the U.S.? Closest without going over, I'll give you a hint. It's more than 5 million and less than 75 million. All right, more than 5, less than 75. Sedano, how many million people of Mexican origin lived in the U.S.? This was in 2017.
I would say 45 million.
Okay. Pepe.
51 million.
Going 51. Mace.
57 million.
Okay. Cappy.
74,999,000.
Oh, interesting. Going very high.
Bergman.
37 million.
No
way. Is it Bergman's day?
It is.
Hey!
I think it's close to going over, but you're so close, I'm going to give it to you. 36.6
million.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, wow.
You almost hit it on the nose.
Million. So, nice. Yeah, you almost won both showcases, Greg.
Yeah.
It is a final.
There you go. Good job, Greg.
I love it. Thank you.
Congratulations, Morales. Greg.
So Cappy, there was drama with you getting here today, is what we understand. You didn't know if you were going to make it or Rachel was involved in this. What happened?
You have girlfriend issues, Cap?
There was just, you know, a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
And the traffic gets, you know, more as the afternoon goes on.
In Southern California.
Hey, did you guys catch this? This is insight.
Yeah, traffic.
Traffic gets more the later in the afternoon it gets.
Right. There becomes more traffic later in the day. And I usually time things perfectly.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to do that today because there was drama. You see what I'm saying?
Right, I do. It's drama. Give Cappy a set of headphones because the people are not hearing Cappy. So anyway, there you are. You're driving up here, and you didn't realize that there's traffic as the day moves along.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Probably should turn his microphone on now.
Okay.
No,
boy, this is smooth. This is smooth.
Mace, what do you mean the people weren't hearing Cappy?
People couldn't hear him.
Where?
Out here.
I could.
They could not hear him. It wasn't going out of the speakers.
Really?
Yeah. Well, really?
Who knew Mace could be our engineer today?
Of course.
Today?
Yeah, we're engineer to help Mace. Out here. I'm pitching in.
I mean,
by the
listen,
way, it is time
you deserve
for,
another dose Umbra.
It is time for some super crosstalk.
Love boat.
There you go.
Nice. Nicely done.
Love boat.
Yes, sir. You got to give away the honors, the love boat honors.
Totally yeah. Get it. By the you way, know? Game of Games is brought to you by Call Jacob. Don't forget, winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com, 844-24-JACOB.
Have you seen Jacob's upside down commercial?
I love the upside down
commercial.
Isn't
it great?
Somebody said to me, it's such an attention grabber, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and he's using it visually, too. Because he's saying it'll turn your life right side up.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I saw it today for the first time on KTLA.
He's
I was
got
watching
the best
the
advertising people. They really are
smart. It was really funny. It was great, yeah.
So, Cappy, traffic was, you didn't realize that the later in the afternoon.
Whose iPad is this?
I don't know.
It's burned.
Burned what?
It's burned up right now. It's been in the sun the whole time.
Oh, it's been in the sun. Oh.
Put some sun.
It is the final.
Put some sunscreen on that iPad.
Bam! Yeah.
Bam!
Overheating, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it was pretty bad, Mace.
Yeah.
Coming up from South L.A. to what is really Central L.A. here.
According to you.
At Solita.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right outside of Angel Stadium, Central Los Angeles.
Yes.
Right here in the mega market, you know.
Cappy's repping the IE, of course, with that fanny pack.
This is not really a fanny pack, George.
Well, what is it? What would you call that?
I would call that a fanny pack. What do you call
it? Yeah, that's a fanny pack.
I'm wearing it over my shoulder. It's kind of more like a Jack Bauer 24.
Wasn't this a Friends episode?
Yeah.
Joey had it. Yeah. It's a carry-all, and the girls all said it's a purse.
Yeah.
But you're basically carrying
it's a shoulder fanny pack.
A shoulder fanny pack.
Yeah.
Well, official definition.
It's a belly pack?
I listen, let me just say this to you guys.
Yeah.
I've been trying to wean myself off of my black puffy jacket.
Yeah, well, today's a good day.
I'm already hot just looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually kind of warm today.
So black puffy jacket has my pockets filled with all my stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've taken all the stuff from the black puffy jacket. I've left the black puffy jacket in the car, and now I'm walking around with this purse.
Yeah. It's a cute purse.
You know? Thanks.
It's cute.
It's got all my stuff in it, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You've got to carry stuff.
And if I didn't have this purse, it'd all be in my pockets, weighing me down.
Right, right.
I mean, you have a backpack, don't you?
I know, but my computer's in there. Like, I don't need to carry all my personal belongings with my computer and my work stuff.
Okay.
Because then I'm not carrying that with me later. This is like my wallet now.
So I want to know from you.
Are they going to let you in the stadium with that thing?
Yeah, I don't think you can carry a bag.
Yeah, you might have to leave that in the car, Cap.
You got a credential.
You're not going to be able to carry that into the stadium.
It's got all my stuff in it.
Yeah, but you don't need that stuff for the game, do you?
You have to put it in
clear plastic bag. When was the last time you went to a game as a fan?
I don't know, last year? Dodgers, Padres?
They're not getting in there with that thing.
Yeah. I can't get in with this.
No. Yeah. Now, are you sitting behind home plate at Petco Park?
Yeah, are you going to be like on TV like you always are, right in the big, you know, thing?
You mean tomorrow when the Padres are playing the Dodgers?
Yes.
Am I going to be sitting front row?
Yes.
Am I going to be plastered all over television
that
the entire game?
That's the question.
Am I going to be watching the Laker game on my phone?
I will reiterate the question.
Sitting there, front row?
Yes, still the question.
The answer is yes to all.
Yeah.
Yes to all.
Yes, 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 and yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Now, who's your connect down there?
Hey, King.
You guys were talking about him earlier. You guys were talking about him being a potential investor
in a
particular company.
The name that I mentioned?
Peter Seidman.
It rhymes with Cedar Pidler?
No, not that guy. No. That's not the hook. That's not the hook.
That's not the king
in this instance.
Oh, okay.
So we were talking earlier how much more important the series is to the Padres than the Dodgers.
Do you agree with that?
Is it? Do you think so?
It's way more important than the Dodgers.
Listen, the Dodgers are going to be judged on how they do in the postseason. Regular season Dodger games mean nothing.
Can I take up for Cappy here?
Sure.
I've got him so focused on the NBA playoffs right now.
I don't even watch baseball.
I don't think he's even watched one pitch.
No, I'm not watching any baseball
of the Padres
yet.
You've not watched any Padres.
I've watched some.
Yeah.
But honestly, I am so into the NBA playoffs.
Morales and I are riding him like Zorro.
Is he almost in the league?
Not yet.
No, I'm way on the outside.
Yeah, but he's following it.
I mean, I'm
and he's
so
loving
funny.
It.
Guy came up to me last night.
Yep.
And he said to me, "I haven't been into the NBA in 15 years."
Yep.
But now that I hear you talking about it nonstop, all of a sudden I'm kind of into it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the playoffs this year are, I mean, the NBA is at this historic peak right now. I mean, as
best first round they've had in over 25 years.
And the second round, these games between the Lakers and the Warriors are just huge.
Right, the games that you're getting to call.
Yeah,
man,
they're breaking records.
I can't even believe it.
Viewing numbers, ratings records every night.
So I did see your half of you last night, a sliver of you.
Just my arm?
No, I saw a sliver of your face.
Okay.
Yeah.
When they did the thing on Michael?
What was funny is the first time they went to it, Michael's sitting there, and I see a sliver of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just move the camera a little bit. Just a little bit. Let's see Johnny I. Then they come back next time, and it's a full screen of Michael.
Yeah.
Both times, not talking.
That's because I was probably hogging the mic.
I don't know. All I know is they're like, he's the announcer for the Lakers, and they show him, and he's like sitting there with his mouth closed.
I was disappointed that he didn't have a big bag of chips.
He did. He's been nervous because Clay's in this series, so no chips in games one or two.
By the way, look. Obviously, you prefer to be down on the floor to be in, let people behind the velvet rope if you're an announcer. But that booth is pretty nice. There's at least space up there for you.
Great, and there were a lot of celebs there last night.
Yeah,
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Zendaya. I guess they go out.
Yeah, they go out. She's taller than him. Which
Joe
is like
Montana,
a
bunch of the current Niners.
Yeah.
Kittle was there.
Yeah.
McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold, the greatest quarterback in Niners history.
Right.
According to some guy.
Yeah.
No one pointed him out, but like if you had a keen USC eye, you were like, oh, Darnold's there with those guys too.
Right.
Yeah.
It used to be Jimmy G in those seats.
Yeah, but not anymore. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Those are Darnold seats now.
Yeah.
Right.
Is Rachel taller than you?
Depends what kind of shoes she's wearing, right?
What do you think?
I'm guessing she probably might be.
Really?
Yeah.
She's 6'4".
No, she's not 6'4".
No, she is.
But is she taller than
you? Cappy just made her Brigitte Nielsen.
Dude, she dunks.
Yeah, is she taller than you?
No, she's not taller.
She's not.
She's not taller.
Because, you know, that's a big – you mentioned Zendaya and Tom Holland. She's taller than Tom Holland.
I think almost everybody's taller than Tom Holland.
And a lot
of – short.
Yeah. It's kind of true. But have you ever dated anybody that's taller than you?
No, but I want to. I want to date somebody who's much taller than me.
You have a specific person in mind?
No, I don't really know.
Like, you want to date Brigitte Nielsen?
I like tall girls, and when I meet a tall girl, I'm like, what's up?
Other than the old, you know what would look good on you?
Yeah. Me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That line.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I would like to date a tall girl.
Yeah.
6'2", 6'3".
Ireland, Lisa's not as tall as you.
5'10". She's 5'10". I'm 6'1". I'm 6". She's 5'10".
Yeah, you're
I used to be closer to 6'1", and now I'm shrinking.
You are shorter
than... Does she wear heels when you guys go places or no?
Yeah, you're close to... I mean, if you don't count the hair.
Johnny, does she wear heels when you guys go places?
No.
So she's not like, I want to be super tall tonight.
No.
And you're not like, I love it when you're tall.
No.
Okay, you guys are about the same height.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, approximately. What about,
we're about the same height, too.
Same height?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More or less.
Juan's like a foot taller than me.
Yeah, he's way taller.
Really?
He's way taller.
Yeah, and he's in way better shape, too.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, Rachel was supposed to be here, so I went up to Cappy and I said, hey, are you good with your Angels tickets for tonight? He goes, well, you know, I requested one for Rachel and one of her friends. I go, no chance, she's coming. And he goes, nope.
She's not coming?
She doesn't love him. She only wants him.
Why is that? Does one thing equal the other? Just because she's not here doesn't mean she doesn't love
Cappy. But this happens constantly. She only wants him for his body, and that's it. And that's okay.
Well, who wouldn't?
Wow.
Right. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Listen, he may be right. He may be right.
Now, we're Rachel.
Not that there's anything wrong
no,
with that.
She may
Rachel
only
go
want
to the Mandy Awards?
She did go to the Mandy
she
Awards.
Did. She was there.
Was she?
Yeah, she came to the pickleball for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then left.
Well,
yeah.
That's because we got smoked so fast, and she thought we were done. She didn't know that we were going to be needing cheerleading the rest of the way, you know?
Is
to beat
Lisa,
the Mason brothers.
Did Lisa go to the Mandy Awards?
We made a good comeback.
We did.
No, she'll go if Juan goes.
Actually, Juan is going to the Mandy Awards.
Okay, then she'll go if Kelly goes.
Kelly is going to
the Mandy Awards.
Is she?
I don't know. She might. Yeah.
No, at least it won't be there.
No matter who.
If it was any other night.
If it was any other night.
When did Juan decide to go? He never goes.
I talked him into it. He's never done anything before.
I know.
Yeah, he's going to go to the Mandy
Awards. It's going to be a first.
Why would Lisa not want to come? Come have fun with us.
Bigger name in the other line.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a date with a tennis pro or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I would be worried if I was Ireland. All she does is take tennis lessons.
Yeah, all I do is
Ireland's on the road. She's taking
tennis Ireland pays for
them. Yeah, all I do is work. So I wouldn't know. She could be having a full-blown second life, and I wouldn't even know.
Right.
Yeah.
I had a friend who got divorced twice. Both of his wives cheated on him with their yoga instructors.
Oh, yeah. Yoga instructors do well.
But what is it about the pattern that he finds a woman that cheats on him with a yoga instructor? That's like a very specific type
of
woman.
So he got cheated on twice.
Two different times.
Two different yoga instructors.
Two different yoga teachers.
Well, I think that the third wife has got to have a straight no yoga rule.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's got to do like Pilates or something.
But yoga teachers do very well.
I think yoga teachers and trainers kill it. Trainers kill it.
Tennis coaches.
Mason, you'll laugh at this story. So there's the tennis club right behind where we live and where Lisa plays. She said to me, I was feeling stiff one day, and I said, God, I wish I could take a yoga class. She goes, they have one every morning at the club. It's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just walk in.
Yeah.
I go, okay, and I walk in. And I walk in, and the yoga instructor is like this 25-year-old hot body, and she's super nice. And I'm like, oh, I'm all over this. This is great. And I look around the class. It was me and seven women all over the age of 70.
Oi.
Really?
That was it.
Oi.
It was me. And I'm like, is this weird? Do you guys want me to leave? They go, no, we like it when guys are here.
Yeah.
Really?
I bet you do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And the hot yoga instructor paid zero attention to me and just talked to the women.
Really? How'd you do? How was your practice?
I would say I completed about 80% of the poses.
Really?
Or about 20 I couldn't.
Mason
can do all of it.
Yeah,
I can do all of it.
Morales claims he does yoga, but I've never seen evidence of it.
Just do the yin yoga, the stretching.
The hot yoga?
No, that's
Bikram. The yin yoga is definitely
stretching.
A thing.
Like, we're doing a lot of stretching on the hip for the golf swing. You want to see?
Yeah.
No, here, put your hand right here.
I'm not putting my hand anywhere near you.
I will. I'll touch
By the way, what are you guys supposed to do today?
We never came
Mace,
up
are
with
you, Mace,
somebody said a jalapeno eating contest.
No, that was David Singer, your former producer.
Yes.
Who I told him, I said, I was considering wearing white pants today.
Yeah.
I can't be involved in any jalapeno eating contests. Turns out I didn't wear white pants, thank goodness. For the potential problems.
Yeah, but you guys got to do something.
Do you have fear of jalapenos?
Ireland, you're good at this. Make them do something.
Right now, $100.
I'm trying to think.
Have Mace take his clothes off
again.
Run through the restaurant, run through the kitchen. You know?
Oh, if you did that, I would give you $100.
What?
If you stripped down to your underwear and ran through the restaurant.
Yeah, come on.
If you do it right now, do I have $100?
Mace, the bit has been done.
Two, if you don't have, I'll cover the rest.
No. I'm not doing
I would
that.
Do that. I don't. That might break a law.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if that's
Okay, here's one for you. I saw a video of Charles Barkley cleaning his phone.
Licking it.
Gross. Oh, will you give me $100?
No, that's not. He'd totally do that. He'd licked his shoe after going out of New Orleans.
Is that too easy?
Hey, zip it.
Can you imagine Michael Thompson?
Oh, he'll be disgusted.
Oh, my God. He would be so
He would throw up right there.
No, yeah. But Cappy, you got to do some sort of competition.
Yeah, do a competition.
Yeah, come on.
No, he Sonata wants the two of you to compete against each other.
Well, like you did the twerk.
Do you
off.
Got an idea, or you just?
I'm just saying, spitballing? We're spitballing.
Spitballing.
We'll take ideas from the audience.
Yeah,
too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, a good
Keith
twerk off.
Like, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
At Yamava, you got hit in the face with the pie.
That is correct. Well, do we have jalapenos?
Well, it's a Mexican restaurant.
Do we have, like, the hottest of jalapenos?
I don't know how hot it is, but I'm sure we could figure something out.
Yeah, let's figure that out.
I don't know anything about you, Cap, and jalapenos, but I would bet on Mason.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. He's way too confident.
Yeah.
No, he's too confident.
Get the hottest ones.
He's too confident.
The Carolina Grim Reapers. Get those.
There's got to be. He's too confident.
Did you just make that up?
No, that's one of the hot ones. Carolina Reapers. Yeah,
that's one of the hot ones.
Yeah.
What's the deal, Mace?
So we're working on it.
You're way too confident with this. Get the peppers.
I have no sense at all. I mean, I have high tolerance for spicy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, high tolerance.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I work with Sedano every day.
Oh,
baby.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
High tolerance for spicy.
For spicy.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
What is the plan for Sedano and Cap? Is it just hijinks for the next 3 hours?
Well, sure. Beto's going to be here with
us. I just saw Beto over there.
Beto Dudon
is joining us.
Beto Dudon.
Mike Trudell at 5:15. And then the
Linton is coming.
And, you know, we're going to talk about the game yesterday.
The big CY?
Yeah.
The big CY.
What happened? Why are you laughing?
Earlier today, we were talking about something. I said, oh.
Oh, look.
Clinton is headed down.
My God.
Oh, here we go. There it is.
All right.
Get the social team. Let's go.
Is the social team ready? Hold on. Let's make sure the social team's ready.
So how do you know who wins?
Oh, well, this is what
Wait. Can someone tell me at least how hot these things are?
Mace, here's one for you.
Do we know how hot they are?
Hold on. I'm going to go find out. I'm going to go do the reporting.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, do the reporting.
No, here's the deal. It's going to be whoever calls uncle first.
So you keep eating until someone
This is a bad idea.
Well, that's not right.
This is a terrible idea.
This would be terrible.
This is a terrible idea.
That'd be terrible.
An impromptu jalapeno.
No, if the other guy drops out, then you win.
No, this is a terrible idea.
Why?
Because I'm involved. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. A terrible idea.
Yeah, no, it's.
You like this idea?
We probably need some milk, too, right?
We probably do need some milk.
These
beer.
All right.
Or beer.
All right. Each of you take a bite out of the jalapeno and let's see.
But shouldn't we get like some milk or something ready for them?
No, it's better if they don't have
We got those hombres.
Okay.
Yeah, we got those hombres to wash it down.
All right, on the count of three, each take a bite.
How big a bite are
just you? Just one bite and see how we start.
Take a regular sized bite.
Regular sized bite. Just the tip.
Okay. Oh boy.
Shit.
All right. One, two, three.
Okay. Oh, Cappy, you're good such bite. A wuss. You didn't do. Mason
yeah,
took
Mace,
a bigger
Mace
bite.
Mace took a real bite. Cappy, you got to take another half.
You got to take another half bite.
That
he took a real bite.
Got a nice spice to it.
Okay. All right, both guys. Hey, Cap, you okay? Are you?
No, he's fine.
Are you fine?
Take another bite.
Go right. Another bite.
Bite
another
number,
bite. Go.
Bite number two. 3, 2, 1.
That's a good bite sound effect by Mason. Right.
Mason is going at it.
Yeah, I'd be out. All right, they're both
it's
good.
Got a nice spice to it.
Okay. One more bite. 3, 2, 1, bite.
Oh, I can smell it now.
Yeah, you can smell the spice.
I'm surprised. Cap, you okay?
Cappy's starting to sweat a little.
Yeah, his face is getting
red. Getting very
hot. Your face is going a little red, Cap.
No, it's getting very hot now.
All right, this will be the last one.
No, last one. Keep going.
All right.
We're not going to eat a whole jalapeno.
No, you ready, Mace? Here's the deal, Mace.
Somebody's got to give up.
Mace, it's a tag team.
No, somebody.
I give mine to Sedano.
Oh, I
you
we
give
would lose.
Yours to Ireland.
No, go, Cap.
And now,
somebody. No.
How about this? You guys are now halfway done with the
jalapenos.
Until
you give up. Somebody's
got to
give up.
I've eaten more of my jalapeno than you.
Look at the size of mine.
That's
and look
true.
At the size of yours.
Cappy, you got to take one more bite. You gotta take another bite.
He's
no,
ahead
I'll
of
take
you.
Another.
Yours is bigger.
All right. No.
First one to finish wins. First one to finish wins. Mason's got the lead.
Hello.
Cap is wobbling. The crowd getting behind Cap. Mason seems quite confident. He's got
Can he finish?
Mason's maybe two
Cappy,
bites
you
away.
Better finish.
Cappy's like three bites away. First one to finish.
First one to finish. That last bite is really tough.
Uh-oh. Cap's going for the Coors Light. Now, is this cheating if Cap goes to a beverage?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Mason can drink something if he wants to.
Yeah, first one to finish, though. So now Cap's gone to the beer, and Mason seems quite solid.
Mason wants a Topo Chico?
I'm totally good on this.
Mace, you need maybe two more bites, and I think you're home.
Where's the bathroom here?
I'm almost there.
Way in the back.
Inside.
How far?
To the left.
By the entrance.
How far is it?
By the front door.
By the entrance.
You can get there.
All
I gotta go to my car and get my extra underpants.
Are you backing down?
All right, no. He took another big bite. He's caught you.
Uh-oh. Oh, Mason's almost done.
Mason's one bite away. Cappy's like two bites away. This is a battle. Mason has taken a commanding lead. I think you take one big bite and you're home.
Well, that's the hardest part right there.
Yeah.
Cappy is going to the Coors Light. Yeah.
Mace has a commanding lead.
Cappy, you're just going to let him do that to you? You're going to let him slap you across the face with his jalapeno?
Cap, if you could do one bite there, it's over. Mace. Oh! Winner, Steve Mason!
It is a final!
Steve Mason!
Mace!
Finish it. You got to finish it. You got to finish it.
He's wobbling.
You got to finish it.
You want a beer?
Yes, he wants a beer.
You
got
to finish it. Give him a beer.
Give him a Coors Light.
Okay, Coors Light open right there.
Yeah, Mace. Take it down. Chug it, Mace.
This was impressive.
That's a good work, Mace.
The first ever ESPN LA jalapeno eating contest goes to Steve Mason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mace, champ.
You're going to feel better later. What would you call that, Tonato? 50% or maybe 55%?
I'd say like 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a convincing win for you, Mace.
It was. Dominated.
Yeah, convincing win. You don't want
to blew him out.
No.
Okay. Tell you what.
There you go. It's going to be a rough night.
I was going to say, do I need to get you a ride home?
It's going to be a rough night.
Mace, you got any Prevacid for me?
I got no Prevacid.
I may have some.
Yeah?
You want some?
Oh, yeah, you got some.
I mean, John's got a whole pharmacy in his bag.
If you have Prevacid, I think I got some.
Yo, you got some Tums for me?
I tell you what, the last bite was really hard.
I told you.
That's where it all was. Yeah, milk or bread, says Pepe.
Beer. Oh, wait a second. What do we got here? We got some Tums. Okay. We got Tums. What do you got?
See, we can Prevacid. Always come Prevacid. Up with something.
Oh, that was impressive, Mace. It really was.
Oh, good job, Mace. Prevacid's good. Thanks.
There you go.
Thanks, right Johnny. I.
You okay, Mace?
Are you
okay?
You're not going to throw up, are you?
Yeah, I have a Prevacid.
Yeah, here, have a Prevacid. It's good for you. Here, I got two of them. I only need one of them.
I gave him one. I'll leave the extra.
Anybody
for you,
want
Cap.
A Prevacid?
If you want.
You know? Anybody need one?
All right. We're handing them out.
Who's got acid reflux over here?
That was very impressive. All right, Tonato and Cap coming up next. Mason's wobbling. Cap may not make it.
Are you okay, Mace?
That's really spicy.
I am so glad you won.
Let's get him some milk.
Of course. You laid back. I am so glad you won.
That was impressive.
Give him all the Tums. Seriously.
Here, have some Tums.
Have all of them.
All right, why don't you guys lock up?
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mace.
Give Mason one more round of applause. Mason in Ireland.
All right, Tonato and Cap next, ESPN LA.